How do we know until we've heard all your dirty little secrets?
It's time for the KS95 Morning Show's...
I'll let you in on a little secret.
Secrets.
Ooh, secrets. We love your secrets. Thank you for texting 75617. They're extra naughty today.
Oh, I like the sound of this music.
What's the most risque thing you've ever done? I ate a cheeseburger on a turlet at school while watching Netflix.
Sick! Oh, man.
That's weird. I hooked up with my girlfriend's gay brother one drunken night. Worst part is their mother heard us and has to take that to her grave.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. That's not Jenny.
You know what? That's something to do to your sister, to hook up with her boyfriend. Whoa.
And she never knew?
Yeah.
Man.
A unicorn on the frog in the Como Park pond. Boom. Nailed it. Literally.
On the frog.
I wore a dress, no panties, with high socks to my husband's work, and we got our unicorn on in the parking lot.
That's the kind of seekies I was looking for.
Yeah.
Seekies.
Here's another one. Totally did it at Como Park. In the middle of the day.
He needs to get a hose in a Como.
Yeah, they need to clear that thing out. Can Zero Res clean Como Park for us?
Please.
They're going to be busy for the rest of the month of December.
I exchanged nudes with the COO of my company.
Exchanged nude pics?
I would never be able to look at them the same.
Wow. My goodness. Whew. Do you have the best evidence ever?
Yep.
I mean, he'd be done. He or she would be done. All you'd have to do is go to HR and be like, recognize that face? How about this?
Yeah, game over.
I'm a guy who cleaned another guy's apartment in the nude for $40 cash, which unfortunately I lost on the way back to my car.
It makes sense. You don't have pockets.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, you don't walk to your car naked.
Well, it's not true. You probably put a coat on, maybe.
How does one get in a situation like that where someone can even feel comfortable approaching you to say, hey, so I need my apartment cleaned, but I really want to have it done while you're naked, you know?
Really? And a better question, do women do this as well?
Yeah. Oh, I think, yes. That's a definite for sure.
Because that's just a lot. That's a lot to put out there for anybody.
Oh, that is a thing. But 40 bucks, what a bargain.
Hold on. The most risque thing you've ever done? Instead of regular Coke, I drank Diet Coke.
Oh.
No. You are naughty.
Oh, I almost stole food from a store.
Okay.
Almost.
I uploaded a few nudes to Reddit to see what kind of messages I'd get from people. Definitely a confidence booster.
What?
That's a
thing?
That's a thing. Unicorn on a playground, probably a bad idea, but was sneaky in the slide.
I hope that was at night.
Yeah. Had unicorn with my hubby while he was driving. Sorry, not sorry.
High five.
Did the unicorn 450 feet up on a cell tower. Dang, on a cell tower?
Whoa.
How did you not plunge to your death?
Or get sick being up that high?
Yeah.
Details, please.
I sent some naughty pics for money. Thanks, sugar daddy.
Oh my. Like, I send you these pictures, you deposit money in my account.
Here's a good one. Drove to my boyfriend's house in the middle of the winter with nothing on but my coat and boots. Praying I didn't have car issues. Can you imagine? That would be my curse.
Yep.
You're doing something super sexy. Yeah. And then there you are with a flat.
Or the heat goes out and you're like, oh boy.
Man.
Oh. Let's all keep in mind it's winter.
It is winter.
Judgment free zone. I stole money from the middle school I went to when I was a seventh grader at that school. That's the most risque thing I've ever done. I volunteered to have sushi served off my naked body for money.
Oh, that is so Sex in the City.
Oh, took my shirt off while driving on a $25 bet. I'm guessing this is a woman.
Yeah, it has to be. Ooh, tots out. Man, that you're not hiding that.
Tots out.
Tots out, guns out. No.
I had unicorn while driving, texting, and listening to KS95. When I was younger in Arizona, I had unicorn with my boyfriend on a golf course at night. Then it started raining. It was actually kind of hot.
I can't even make the joke I was going to make there. Hold off.
And somebody stripped for a bachelor party. They got paid to do that. Our listeners lead such amazing lives, don't they?
My gosh, the craziest thing that we do on a daily basis is get something out of the fridge from the top shelf. We're like,
Sorry. Okay, no, that's what you do.
Yeah, I'm like, my life is a little more exciting than top shelf grabbing. Yeah,
no, it is.
I'm pretty sure you just sit on the couch with your baby all day. Wow, really?
Let's
exciting.
Go with that, right?
Yep.
Wink. She's in bed by 7:42. Don't pretend I don't know, Des.
She is.
Wink. I was up until 10:15 last night. I'm wild.
We will finish now with secrets. The rest, the secrets we couldn't share, go right to our podcast, Crisco, Des, and Ryan After Hours. You can find it on podcast1.com, Apple Podcasts. Just search for us, subscribe to our channel, and be just blown away.
Absolute great content.
You will be dazzled with what we put up there. If you think this show is good, oh boy.
Boy, our wits are at an all-time high on that podcast.
Oh, boy.